This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 11th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing is out with a prediction that, the economy notwithstanding, $3.2 trillion worth of new commercial airplanes will be sold over the next two decades as airlines replace older, less efficient aircraft. The revised Boeing 2008 outlook, released on Wednesday, calls for a market of 29,400 new commercial airplanes by 2027, with a balanced demand in aircraft by region. Significantly, Boeing Commercial Airplanes Marketing VP Randy Tinseth sees developing nations putting his company's sales on a more even keel. Quote, "We're seeing an increasing share of airplane deliveries to the Asia-Pacific region, as well as the Middle East, Latin America, and the Commonwealth of Independent States. The result is a much more geographically balanced and more stable long-term market, which is less vulnerable to swings in regional economies or other variations in demand," unquote. You can read much more detail on the forecast on our website at aero-news.net. In response to a second straight day of missile tests by its belligerent Islamic neighbor, on Thursday, Israel publicly displayed the advanced reconnaissance plane it says can keep a close watch on Iran. Fox News reports state-run Israel Aerospace Industries planned to show off the ITAM, a highly modified Gulfstream G550 fitted with sophisticated intelligence gathering systems, during an in-house exhibit on Thursday. Israel says it will attack Iranian nuclear facilities if the country continues to develop technology that could be used to create an atomic warhead. Iran says its use of nuclear power is peaceful in nature, but has also bragged it will wipe Israel off the face of the earth. As expected, both Boeing and Northrop Grumman offered measured praise for the Department of Defense's decision to take over selection authority for a next-generation U.S. aerial tanker from the U.S. Air Force. Boeing's prepared statement said, quote, "We welcome the decision by Defense Secretary Robert Gates. However, we remain concerned that a renewed request for proposals may include changes that significantly alter the selection criteria as set forth in the original solicitation. As the Government Accountability Office reported in upholding our protest, we submitted the only proposal that fully met the mandatory criteria of the original RFP," unquote. Northrop Grumman applauded Gates and Undersecretary John J. Young, quote, "for recognizing that the acquisition of replacement refueling tankers for the Air Force should be put on a path toward quick closure. We are reviewing the decision to ensure the recompetition will provide both companies a fair opportunity to present the strengths of their proposals," unquote. Air taxi provider DayJet announced on Wednesday a 30% expansion of its network, adding two primary dayports and 14 secondary daystop markets. Orlando and St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Florida are the latest dayports to gain direct connectivity to more than 60 community airports across Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, and the Carolinas. DayJet CEO Ed Iacobucci explained, quote, "As commercial carriers continue to reduce service in response to rising fuel costs, the communities beyond airline hubs suffer the consequences. We are expanding our efficient and affordable jet service to the communities that need it the most," unquote. Despite entering larger markets, DayJet says it will avoid the major airline hub airports. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. An unusual email goes out to frequent flyers. Uncle Sam will fund the next XPRIZE challenge. And the NTSB investigates what happened to Obama's MD-81. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today my guest is designated pilot examiner Wayne Ouellette. Wayne administers check rides to sport pilot candidates. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.